You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Some 20% of preschool age kids in this country have some type of anxiety disorder. That's according to a 2014 paper published in the Journal of Clinical Adolescent Psychology. Giving these preschoolers coping techniques can certainly help as they get into and work their way through school, which is where Camp Kid Power comes in, offered by the University of Michigan Department of Psychiatry. Camp Kid Power gives children with anxiety aged 4 to 6 a fun camp experience as it teaches them skills to help them manage their anxiety. Dr. Kate Fitzgerald is with us. She is an associate professor at the U of M Department of Psychiatry. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And Melissa Bollinger is with us. She sent her son Oliver to Camp Kid Power last year. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
So glad to have you here to talk about this. Now, Dr. Fitzgerald, we are talking about small children ages 4 to 6. What does anxiety look like in these preschoolers? How do you define it?
Well, one of the ways that we see anxiety most commonly in this age group is when they go off to school. So it's normal. Most kids, for example, when they move from preschool or at home into kindergarten, are nervous for the first day or two or maybe even a week. But it kind of disappears. They get used to it and they start to enjoy their friends and their new teachers and the activities. Kids with clinically significant anxiety disorders, are ones that continue to struggle much beyond the initial few days, to where sometimes you may see them just resist going to school entirely. This is the child who's out in the parking lot crying, unwilling to go into school. Some of these kids will even experience physical symptoms, vomiting, headaches, lots of stomach aches common because they're so nervous. And school is just one example. This may present in other ways, separating from a parent in other contexts, whether it's, you know, an activity that's supposed to be fun, like a birthday party, but it's just too hard to get out the door and separate.
How have you tailored Camp Kid Power for this preschooler, this youngster that has anxiety?
So one of the main treatments for anxiety across the age range, but especially for children, is something called cognitive behavior therapy. And really the key ingredient or the active ingredient for cognitive behavior therapy is something we call exposure. And exposure is basically approaching the very thing that scares you, be it school, a birthday party, a new person, you know, slowly until you feel comfortable with it. The problem with giving this type of treatment to little kids is, you know, their anxiety is sort of shouting loudly, avoid that scary thing, whatever you can do. So what we're doing with this Camp Kid Power is kind of targeting the anxiety in a different way. We're trying to build what is known as the frontal cortex, that part of the brain that's right behind your eyes, to sort of feel the fear and do it anyways. In other words, it's that gumption to say, okay, I can be persistent. Mm-hmm. I can keep trying, sort of building almost the cognitive skills.
I can do this.
That may help you, yes, overcome fears.
Okay. So, Melissa, tell us a little about Oliver. I'm wondering what kind of issues he was having that made you think, you know what, Camp Kid Power might be for us.
He was having separation issues at going to daycare when he was 3. Going to preschool was fine. Like, he enjoyed riding on the bus to preschool, but in preschool, then he would act out. And we were having a lot of aggression issues of him wanting to fight because of just minor things. That was going on up until even the first month of kindergarten. And so we started seeking out help and trying to find out different ways that we could help him and help ourselves, help our family, our household.
I've got to imagine that kind of worry and stress just filters right through the family.
Oh, yes, it does. And I was experiencing postpartum anxiety, and I was having panic attacks prior to even giving birth, and then afterwards I was having panic attacks. So I was in my own situation, and it was too hard to see that some of this could be anxiety for him. You know, that's terrible twos, it's terrible threes, it's horrible fours, whatever you associate it with their age, and
sure.
And you say, is this normal? And so some of it we didn't know what was normal and what wasn't normal, and so we sought out help to try to figure out if there's anything that, like, maybe he's got autism, or maybe there's something else going on. And so we wanted to make sure that we were seeking help early enough so that if there was something that we needed to be on top of, we were trying to be on top of it.
And I'm sure as you were watching him struggle in daycare and in preschool, that had to set up a, oh boy, what if kind of scenario in your mind about him through the years.
Oh, yes. You know, like it always seemed to be around nap time that it really seemed to be the worst. I would fear the phone ringing at that time because I didn't know what to expect. And then thinking about it, well, is this how his whole life is going to be? I don't want him to struggle with this nervousness and aggression and anger and not knowing how to face it.
Dr. Fitzgerald, add to this if you can. How does a parent know whether a child is in a phase and will grow out of that, or this is something really deeper and more lasting?
Well, I think one thing is the persistence, the intensity, and how much is it impairing your child's function, but also something you mentioned, Cynthia, which is it's really extending throughout the family. I think another way that can be very helpful is if you do happen to have your child in a preschool setting or in a kindergarten, the teachers have a pretty good sense of how does this child look relative to the other kids, and you as a parent can get that sense too. If your child is kind of standing out as, you know, everybody else is kind of getting used to school now at this point, my child is still struggling, you know, that can be a red flag for maybe we need a little extra help.
So that extra help can be, part of that can be Camp Kid Power. Is this a sleepaway camp or a day camp? What's the structure?
So this is a day camp. The kids play games. They play games just like you and I and your kids and grandkids have probably played. Red light, green light, Simon Says. These are games that are meant to strengthen that something you can call broadly effortful control or inhibitory control. It's the same thing that is essentially that gumption for you to be able to feel the fear and do it anyway.
So either to learn to put the brakes on or hit the accelerator at the right time.
Exactly. And with that, kind of getting used to playing games in a group environment with other kids, with new people, nice people, but these camp counselors, and learning that you can make a mistake in one of these simple games and you can get back up on your feet again and you can try again. Because making a mistake can drive a lot of anxiety in little kids.
So you're having fun, you're learning to be around other kids, but there's also therapy going on.
Yes.
It's almost kind of sneaking in the therapy while they're at camp.
Yeah, we sneak in the therapy through basically teaching the child to put a little bit of distance between themselves and the game, sort of repeat back to the camp counselor, well, what are the rules of the game? Can I talk the rules to myself out loud as I play the game and kind of give themselves a little bit more of a distance from the emotion that they may feel when they're upset about making a mistake, and a strategy for how do I coach myself, talk myself through this.
So, Melissa, after the Camp Kid Power experience, did you see changes in your son?
Oh, most definitely. There are huge changes, and changes that even through the process of talking about it recently has made me aware of how impactful it's been. There was a big change after camp that I didn't put together that it could have been the camp. You know, he would excuse himself when he was having trouble, and he would go put himself in the corner and calm himself down. You know, I thought it was maybe some of the stuff we were working with him, but then as I was thinking back, no, it was a lot of the control. He learned how to control and that it was okay to feel these things and walk away and get calm. We still have anxiety with school, but he went to a camp last week and had no problem separating, you know, and had no problem going and being a part of this new experience with, he didn't know anybody. He didn't know anything about the camp, and it wasn't that easy to go to daycare.
Yes. So you're watching him going, wow, he's handling this so much better than he used to.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. A year ago, we would not have been going to a camp. I would have probably had more anxiety because what's he going to do? Is he going to act out? Is he going to have a bad day? Is he going to end up crying? All those things go through my head. And so now it's a lot calmer. Now him going to a friend's house, I don't worry that he's going to get sent home because he bit somebody or hit somebody.
That I can hear the relief in your voice. I absolutely do. Dr. Fitzgerald, how much difference can early diagnosis of anxiety and then treatment make in a child's long-term outcome? I guess I'm wondering, is there any downside to a child being seen and diagnosed at a very early age?
I think it's so important for kids to get treated, diagnosed at an early age. It can make a world of difference. We know that preschool age children who are already experiencing anxiety are at risk for a host of things, not only persistent anxiety, but also substance abuse, depression, even increases suicide risk. So in this case with Oliver, you know, it may be that he continues to grow in his ability to manage his anxiety, but by doing that early, it really shifts his trajectory so he can be successful and, you know, get to his fullest potential.
So are there more camp sessions this summer?
Yes, we have an additional camp at the end of August. The way we run camp is it takes place over two mornings, a Saturday and a Sunday, and then a subsequent Saturday and Sunday. So two weekends back to back. And in fact, partly based on Melissa's feedback, after this session, we will be running more camps throughout the year in the fall and the winter, and we'll be stretching that camp out over a little bit longer period, a full month, and working more to involve parents.
And age-wise, who's eligible? What's your target group?
4 to 6-year-old kids. So this is an opportunity to kind of get that anxiety under control before they launch to kindergarten.
Melissa, what would you say to a parent of a preschooler who is where you were with Oliver, watching and worrying about a child's behavior and his moods?
I think it's twofold for me because as a parent, you internalize everything and wonder what you did wrong and whether you're alone. So I would let them know that they're not alone. And to look into Kid Power and to look into different resources out there that can help you and get help, because it's not nothing to be shameful of. I can remember being shameful when daycare would call and being upset. And now I look back on it and realize that he was struggling. He was having his own trouble, and he needed some help. And the different things that we've come across, and especially Kid Power, have been so helpful in not just how much help it has been to us, but how much help it has been to him, and him seeing we don't have to have a fit to break through. We can calm ourselves down, and we can come back to the situation, and it doesn't have to end the game. It doesn't have to end the fun.
Well, it certainly seems like Camp Kid Power has been a game changer for your son, Oliver. And we want to thank you for sharing your story and Oliver's story with us, Melissa Bollinger, and Dr. Kate Fitzgerald, psychiatrist with the University of Michigan. And we have put a link on the stateside page at michiganradio.org where you can get information on Camp Kid Power. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.